What if you're not aware of a specific issue, but simply know there are residual issues? When you say it is up to us, how can we help the healing? And what happens if one is resistant to falling into a trance? Will it still work?
A very good question again. And I would answer this question in a way that, you know, the line of work which I have entered into with a solid foundation of being a doctor, I already have a base to understand human psychology. So, yes, I have had cases who come in who discuss things and still they say that, you know, what if I am not in trance, or what if I don't reach there? What if, you know, I just don't go deep enough. So there are a few ways you can tap into your, you know, core issue. It is either through the mind or it is also through the body. And that is very, very interesting part of my work, Iram, which I bring in on, it depends on what sort of person I'm dealing with. So when I say, the body can lead you there as well. I had a case again, and this person came in again with anxiety issues, and he said, you know, it's like the anxiety has been with him since forever, and he was unable to close his eyes. He said, I just can't close my eyes. And I was like, so what are you feeling? He was like, my heart palpitates, my stomach grumbles, I have shivering, I'm sweating, I just can't even close my eyes. And he literally told me that if it's okay for you, can you, and because this was a face-to-face session, that can you just stay at a distance from me? I said, all right, absolutely. I was sensing something is already active. When your body is reacting to a threat which is actually not there, you are in trance already. And that is exactly what we did with this gentleman. And I was like, you know, just stay with your eyes open and tell me what is that first thing your mind is taking you back into. Where have you felt the exact same sensation in your body, trembling, heart beating, sweating, you know, just palpitating? Where have you first ever felt that? And he went back into his classroom. He was in grade one or grade two, and, you know, back there in Palestine. And he said, I was in the class studying, and suddenly there was a bomb outside the class, and I saw almost all my friends, you know, dead in front of me. That was the child right there, so anxious in every unknown moment because anything can happen. And again, it was the connection of the adult of now with that child that we are okay, we survived, it's okay, calm down. Mm. And that is how transformation happens. So yes, we are in trance every day. Have you ever had a moment where you were reading a book or watching a show and you lost track of time? Where were you? You were in trance. When we sleep, where do we go? We are in trance. So it's an illusion. The whole idea is not to take you into la-la land. You have to just go within you. If you want to know the reason of your issue, you will just go there. So this is again my specialty. Yeah. Your willingness to find the solution will take you there. And I have many different routes I can take you there.
Yeah. Trust her. Exactly. Because I was in that same place. I didn't know if I was going to be able to go into one. Because sometimes I just don't. My brain is very active and aware. And it's not that I wasn't aware of where I was. I was. It's like being in two realities at the same time.
Yes.
It's if you haven't been in there, it's very different.